This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Mish and Dean. That's right, Mad Wednesday. Radiothon is just around the corner. We're spitballing that we do a on-air blind date with me and see how many donations we get.
Sitting here bird-boxed.
Or maybe it could be if you don't want to date me, donate. I don't know. Whatever's going to work. But it's time for the Mad Wednesday Live Lounge. Michelle, you've never been a part of it before.
I've never been. I'm very excited. And I'm loving the old school iPod that's sitting here.
It's very exciting because we get a live singer in at the end of each show and rock it out. And joining us is the award-winning Philippe Cahill. Hey, you are award-winning. You won an award at Adelaide Fringe.
I did, I know. Finally, the recognition I deserve.
How are you, lovely?
I'm good. I'm exhausted. I'm so busy, but everything's really been amazing.
Welcome to the club.
I was about to say, look at who you're talking to.
I know.
Aren't
we all crazy?
Like, let's just do everything. No, we are fabulous.
We are fabulous.
Why do one thing when you can do it all?
Right.
Fabulous. Now, before we dive into the live chat, we've had a competition to give, and we're giving away a double pass to win tickets to see Man Up. Okay. No, that's not the name of the show.
No.
The Colette Man. I've lost the piece of paper
in front of me. I heard the ad.
But to see the Melbourne National Comedy Festival show with Colette Mann and Jeffrey Payne, where they do a masterclass in soap opera acting. And since I follow you on Twitter, I thought I would ask, we've been asking our listeners, do they have their favourite soapy moments? Do you have a favourite moment in soap or a favourite soap opera?
I mean, my favourite moment, like my favourite soap in general would be a primetime soap, which would be Melrose Place.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to say, I would probably, I mean, there's all the Kimberly things blowing everything up and all of that, but probably my favourite moment is the wedding dress fight in the pool.
That was between Jane and Sydney
yes.
in season one.
One or two, yeah.
It was season one. No, it was season two.
Was it?
Because season one was when Sydney was on for a one episode guest arc.
That's right.
And they went, she's really good, we need to get her back.
Yeah.
And then they brought her in for three episodes and then she never left. And the fifth episode that she was in is the episode where she puts on, Michelle's laughing at me a lot, Jane's wedding dress, and Jane comes home to see her in it and Jane's divorcing Michael, and they have a fight in the pool, and then she lets her keep it, and then Sydney marries Michael. She blackmails Michael into marriage.
Did we literally just find out your favourite genre of television or something?
I love soaps. I love TV in general. But Melrose Place, I absolutely love. So Melrose Place I'm here for. Good choice, my
man. Thank
you. But let's get down to why you're actually here. It's the Mad Wednesday Live Lounge. We're getting you to come in and rock out and sing a little bit of a song.
What?
Now, you have been doing your show Ego Jacket all around Australia just for the past year, you know, jumping left and right, just for something to do. And you certainly know how to rock out, but you put on social media last night, tonight, you're going to do a cover and an original song. That's a bold choice.
I know, I'm terrified. This is sort of the stuff I've been working on in the background while doing the shows.
Because doing the shows around the country is not enough. Why not write a song?
I know, and
have
a podcast.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Now, tell us about your podcast.
My podcast, that's called Fanatic. It's on all of the platforms, Spotify and Stitcher and
all
iTunes.
Of that.
It's basically I interview other performers and we have a bit of fun. There's games and things, but mainly there's a bit of a skew towards mental health. So I'm a bit mental. And so I thought, let's get other
people
on.
I'm raising my hand right now.
Right?
Hands up in the air.
How we all roll. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think that's awesome. And I actually do listen to it. So you should actually dive in and have a listen as well.
Please do.
I've had some wonderful friends that have been your guests and it's a joy to listen to.
Oh, good. And you'll be on there at some stage, I'm sure.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, he says that you've heard it here first on Joy. I'm like, this is, I get people in and then make them promise to have me on things.
I will. I'd love to have
you. Works for me. But, right, you're here to sing a bit of a song. Do you want to ease in with your cover?
I am. That's now, because that one's a little bit more sort of upbeat.
Well, following you on social media, I just assumed it would be a Spice Girl song.
I know. It's nothing that people are going to expect. So I'm actually really curious and would like people to write in if they know this song. It is a song by Alanis Morissette, who's obviously huge, but this was a song that she put out before Jagged Little Pill.
Oh, I was going to say, is it perfect? Because
no,
that's my favourite.
I love that song. No, this was when she was like old school, late 80s, Kylie-esque kind of stuff.
And
I set myself a bit of a challenge to see if I could rework it.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. So let's see.
Let's see what the listeners think. Now, I just want more importantly to check because we've had this problem with check your volumes high on your device because we've had people realise they go, put the volume up and I'm like, I'm at full ball. just a little technical talk here. Well, welcome to the Live Lounge. You're on Mad Wednesdays and this is Philippe Lee Cahill.
Hey boy, you want it all or nothing. Lose the apprehension, baby. Go with the flow, cause you know you got to stand up. If you want the answers, need to blast some harder, baby. Say what you mean and you mean to say now. You don't have to go and prove it. You just go ahead and do it. You don't have to go and prove it. You just go ahead and do it. You don't have to go and prove it. Just go ahead and do it. Time is for the take and make it. The best of what you got now. Always too hot, never too cold. Make a best shot, too hot to hold. Never too young, never too old. Gotta go for gold. Always too hot, never too cold. Make your best shot, too hot to hold. Never too young, never too old. Gotta go for gold. Don't care what they say about you. Never throw a hero party for those who oppose who you chose to be. Now maybe you could feel the power. It's like a bomb inside your head that blows if you're slow when you go to use it. You gotta show 'em that you mean it. Just go ahead and scream it. Gotta show 'em that you mean it. Just go ahead and scream it. Gotta show 'em that you mean it. Just go ahead and scream it. Show 'em what they're missing, listen. So watch how it tells ya. Always too hot, never too cold. Make your best shot, too hot to hold. Never too young, never too old. Gotta go for gold. Always too hot, never too cold. Make your best shot, too hot to hold. Never too young, never too old. Gotta go for gold. Go and prove it. You just go ahead and do it. Time is for the taking, reaching, teaching. Practice what you're preaching. You gotta show them that you mean it. Just go ahead and scream it. Show them what they're missing. Moving, proving everything you're doing. Always too hot, never too cold. Make your best shot, too hot to hold. Never too young, never too old. Gotta go for gold. Always too hot, never too cold. Make your best shot, too hot to hold. Never too young, never too old. Gotta go for gold.
That was fantastic. Now, what was that called? That's an Alanis Morissette song.
It is. It's called Too Hot. It sounds nothing like
the original. God, when Alanis was Kylie before Kylie.
Right.
But you reworked it, right? Like, totally. You gave it a bit more of a pop feel. That wasn't how Alanis did it.
No, not even a little bit.
But I think it would be great for the Olympics. I think it's a great theme song for any kind of athlete out there.
Got to go for gold.
Go for gold. Just want to reach the sky.
If you get anything else, we
get Nikki Webster to do that one. I give Nikki your version. You're laughing.
Can I get someone else? I love Nikki.
The shade of it all.
Girl.
But now the next song you're going to be singing in the live lounge is an original. Now, it's something you've been working on while you've been doing your show, Ego Jacket, while you've been touring it around Australia. That's what made you go, I'm doing covers and that's fun and great, and I want to focus on my own music.
I think I started to realise, I basically went into cabaret because I always just wanted to be Kylie, and I thought, how do I get up there and perform and have, visuals, right? That also, I've done that. But I realised that the real dream from, 5 years old was to have my own album. And I've been writing lyrics for years, but only the last maybe 6 months or so I've actually started laying down tracks.
Wow.
And having a play and yeah.
So is this like a debut?
No. Yes.
It is?
Yep.
So oh my God.
This, that's exciting. I've taken two of the songs, this is one of them, to a producer and we'll see what happens.
He likes them. That's so exciting.
Yeah. So at the moment, it's still demo form. Don't expect like...
No. I'm not having that. I'm not having you talk yourself down.
I mean, it's obviously perfect.
You are a great performer. You're an award-winning performer.
It's debuting in here.
It's debuting on Mad Wednesday. I can't say debut, right? Like I always say it wrong. So it's like...
Yeah, just now. Debut.
By the way, I don't know what you called me before, but it was not my name. You got my fake name wrong.
What did I say?
I think you said Philip Lee Kyle.
No, I said Kyle.
I'm Philip Lee Curtis.
Oh my God, that's a, yeah. So I did get your name wrong.
Yeah,
that's it's okay. Going great.
I'm just correcting.
Why did
you.
I do that?
I don't know.
You need more sleep.
Well, yeah.
My mother Jamie Lee's going to be devastated.
So, I mean, I'm winning goals by mispronouncing the name, I guess.
Just go for gold.
For their debut song. So why don't we dive into it then?
Yeah.
What's it called?
This is called Someone Else's Life.
This is Philip Lee Curtis on the Live Lounge on Mad Wednesday performing his debut track, Someone Else's Life.
Oh, no, that's not the song. There we go.
You've already been there. We've already done this. What does it all mean? Why can't I get dressed? Wait till the sunlight. Sleep till the sunset. Life ain't gonna wait there. I'm missing my own share. When I go wrong, the years have passed uncertain. It's all my fault, I didn't mean to lose them. Who am I? I don't recognize this person. Have I been living someone else's life? The mountain seems endless. I'm taking it one step. The familiar surface, I already fell there. No excuses, just patience. When is it over? My willpower's fading. Is somebody out there? When I go wrong, the years have passed uncertain. It's all my fault, I didn't mean to lose them. This person, have I been living someone else's life? I don't need to hear that I was wrong, already know that. Just a chance to pull myself from my if I go wrong, what would I do then? Who am I? I hope that I find the answer. Been gotta do this. There's no more playing. I gotta do this. There's no more playing. I gotta do this. There's no more playing. I gotta do this. There's no more waiting. I gotta do this. I gotta do this. There's no more waiting. I gotta do this. There's no more playing.
Oh, that was fantastic. Philip Lee Curtis, original debut song here on Mad Wednesday. We have so run out of time, though.
Sorry.
We've got to rock and roll. That was so fantastic. Thank you so much for coming and joining us. Also, want to let you know the winner of our tickets to go and see Man Up and Take the Pain in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is Daryl with one R from Q, who said he loved number 96. Mish, thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great. We've got to get out of here. It's time for more fun. You're on Mad Wednesday. Well, you're on. It's done. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.